Savari.
How are you?
So, as you know, I am Adam Pinsall.
Adam Pinsall.
I was here 1 year ago.
Nilikuwa hapa mwaka mmoja uliopita.
Almost at the same time.
Na karibu muda huu.
Almost.
Muda kama huu.
It is good to see you all again.
Nilikuwa kuwaona wote tena.
And I hope that the Lord is here with you tonight. If we can, let us pray before we get started. Father, we come before you this evening. We thank you for all of your blessings that you've given us in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the safe travels. And we thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Asante kwa ajili ya fursa hii pia iliyotupa kuwepo hapa.
We pray that you would bless us.
Tunaomba utubariki.
And that you would help us.
Ututaidie.
To glorify you.
Kukutukuza.
In all that we do.
Katika kile tunachofanya.
We pray that your Holy Spirit would be here.
Tunaomba Roho Mtakatifu awe pamoja nasi.
And that would fill us all.
Na tujaze.
To you be the glory.
Utukufu uwe na wewe Mungu.
In Jesus' name.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Amen. We are going to read from the book of Baruch,
Romans,
starting in verse 9, going to verse
21.
Probably the most Swahili reading.
Pengine katika ukisoma kwa Kiswahili
that I've ever done.
Na ndio kwani nilikuwa nasoma kwa Kiswahili ya kusoma yeye mwenyewe. Kwa hapa bana kusafiri tutasikiliza tu kama leo ndio.
Let's see how it goes.
Ngoja tuangalie inasemaje.
Starting in verse 9 Romans chapter 12.
Mstari wa 9 mstari wa Warumi sura ya 9.
Kwa nini? Kwa heshima mkiwatana guliza wenzenu. Kwa bidii si walegevu. Mkiwa na juhudi katika roho zenu. Mkimtumikia Bwana. Kwa tumaini mkifurahi katika dhiki mkisubiri. Katika kusali mkidumu kwa mahitaji ya watakatifu mkifuata ukarimu katika kukaribisha wageni mkijitahidi. Wabarikini wana wawili, barikini wala msilani, furahini pamoja nao wafurahio. Lieni pamoja nao walie. Mpatani nia zenu nini kwa nini. Msinie yaliyo makuu, lakini mkubale kushughulishwa na mambo manyonge. Msiwe watu wa kujivunia akili. Msimlipe mtu ovu kwa ovu. Angalieni yaliyo mema machoni pa watu wote. Kama yamkini kwa upande wenu, mkae katika amani na watu wote. Wapende, msijilipize kisasi, bali itisheni ghadhabu ya Mungu. Maana imeandikwa, kisasi ni juu yangu mimi. Mimi nitalipa, anena Bwana. Lakini adui yako akiwe na njaa, mlishe. Akiwa na kiu, mniweke, maana ufanyapo hivyo utapalia makaa ya moto kichwani pake. Usishindwe na mbaya, bali ushinde ubaya kwa wewe.
Kwa kifupi,
I want to leave you with something.
Nataka kukuachia kitu fulani hapa.
As we are leaving tomorrow, and as I was reading through these verses, I thought about you. And I really thought about all of our brothers and sisters in Africa. And if I was leaving my brothers and sisters in America, if I was leaving my brothers and sisters in America, I would say the same things here. Paul is finishing his writing to the Romans. And he wants to leave them with a message. He wants them to continue the good work of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
He wants them to live a certain way. He wants them to conduct themselves a certain way. He wants them to act a certain way. Live a certain way.
Yeah.
So he gives them these verses. He says, let your love be without what we would say is double-minded. Don't let your love be fake. He tells them to abhor that which is evil, which means he tells them to hate what is evil.
Right?
The things that are evil in this world, he wants them to be disgusted by. He does not want his people to be influenced by the evil.
Amen.
So he doesn't say play with evil.
Right.
He doesn't say test evil. He doesn't say a little evil is okay. He says it is repulsive. Leave it alone. Cleave to that which is good. Now when Christ is talking about marriage, he will say that it is the right practice for a man to leave his father and mother and to cleave to his wife. And that's good. Now being here in Africa, away from my wife, for 2 weeks now, I look forward to getting to give her a big hug.
Amen.
A big hug. I can show you. You want me to show you? And Jesus said that's cleaving.
Yes, and I said, man,
it is holding on to your wife. Becoming one with her. Here, Paul tells the brothers and sisters at Rome, leave that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Hold on to what is good. Become one with what is good. And the only good and perfect gifts come from God. He also tells us how to interact with one another. He says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, which means that you are to have an affection towards one another.
Yeah.
Again, it is affection or affectionate love. Affection. Yeah, affection is a the emotion that goes along with love. It is desire. Desire through love. I don't know what you just said, but never mind. It is desire. I may be affectionate, or I may have love towards my children. It's the feeling I have in my heart when I am separated from them. That is an affection.
Affection.
It has an effect. It affects us. It affects us.
Influences
us. So he says that we need that amongst us, brotherly love.
Yes.
That means with us and the children of God, we love one another. But God also tells us, and Paul also tells us, to love our enemies. It's a different kind of love. I don't love my enemy like I love you. We have a relationship. We have a common father. We have the same father. We have the same Savior. We are family. We have brotherly love. But we should not let that brotherly love go away. So whether it is us coming from America, showing brotherly love to you, or maybe it is you showing brotherly love to one another, let brotherly love continue. Preferring the other person. Putting the other person ahead of yourself. That means that if you need help, I help you before I help myself. Because that's what Christ did. He helped us. He saved us. He died for us before we ever did anything for him. That is true brotherly love. He tells us to be fervent in the spirit. Fervent, on fire in the spirit. In the spirit. Serving the Lord. That we are to serve the Lord wherever we are. With excitement. With energy. With desire. That we are to rejoice in hope. That as Christ has saved us, we have hope. We are to rejoice in that. How do we rejoice? We sing songs to him. We show brotherly love. We praise God all day, every day. Whether we are at school, whether we are at work, whether we are at home, whether we are at Nakama, we are always praising God. Amen. We are continuing prayer. We are to distribute to the necessity of the saints.
We are to give help to the saints of God. We are to be given to hospitality. Now y'all have showed us all very much hospitality. That is a characteristic of a child of God. And Paul told the Romans, keep doing that. Don't let that go away. Because that is a characteristic of a child of God. So if we profess to be children of God, and we profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be hospitable. Amen.
Amen.
Now in closing he says, bless them which persecute you. Bless them and curse them not. He says that it's different from how the world will tell us to treat people. If someone offends me, my natural response is to attack back. You see this in areas like Sudan. You see this in the Middle East. Someone gets offended and they want to kill the other person. What God tells us as followers of Jesus Christ, that we are to not curse our enemies. He tells us we are to show love to our enemies. He tells us that we are to pray for our enemies. He tells us that we are to pray for them to be blessed. Probably one of the hardest things for us to do. But just because it's hard is not an excuse. It's not an excuse. It is a requirement of God. It is how we are to interact with our neighbors out here who might be Muslim. Who might be Hindu. Might be Hindu. Whether they are black or white. Whether they are from India. No matter what they have done to us, we are commanded to love them, to pray for them, to be hospitable to them. It even says that if he is hungry, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. He says, do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. If I can leave you with anything, other than my very bad reading of
Swahili,
then it's this. Do not let evil overcome you. You have a mighty Savior who has said that there is nothing in this world that can ever defeat him. So do not be overcome with evil. There's a lot of evil in this world. We are the sight, the light and the salt of the world. Let us overcome evil with good.
May God bless you.
And thank you again for having us.
The
only thing that makes us to be funny was Brother Jonah.
Jonah, professional yake ni mwalimu.
Brother Jonah, by training, is a teacher.
Amen. Sasa nikumbusha mafundisho yani namna ambavyo marehemu kaka alikuwa anajaribu kutufundisha ili tuelewe.
He tried to use the methods of teaching that his brother was doing over here to make us understand.
Amen. Tumtangie Bwana na tuendelee kumwambia. Hatutafika saa mbili. Hiyo ndio. Amen.
We are not going to 8 o'clock. We will be leaving before that. Before 8 o'clock.
I promise that.
I promise. Now I eat.
Amen. Sasa, nataka ni mwalike kumbuka kidogo. Ah, karibu hapo kwa mtazamo wa kidogo. Mchungaji Charles Peter. Nitamwalika mchungaji Charles Peter baada ya kumaliza wimbo huu. Na mfasiri wake atakuwa mchungaji Thaddeus. Atamalizia mchungaji Paul Blair. Mfasiri wake atakuwa Yona. Hallelujah. Tuimbe tenzi namba 10. Oh, say me if you dare walk on me.
Yeah. Where it says that we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. He also read a portion of scripture.